Casey, I really appreciate it. It's the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me. Bought me a Frankie McDonald.
I got you a Fitbit to try
be prepared. And healthy, I'm starting back tomorrow, by the way.
I've never seen it on your wrist.
Starting back tomorrow. Is this a collector's item? Can I open
no,
this?
No, don't open that.
Was this $32?
It was $26.
Oh, my God.
And I get things for free on Amazon because I have so many Hilton points.
I forgot that all these bigwigs called Casey up.
Oh, yeah.
Chat. He's part of the 1%ers.
Hey, man. Mr. America. How you doing this morning? See, you bought that Frankie doll for your friend. Thank you very much. Mr. Amazon and I really appreciate it. Moves around better than Casey.
It has karate chop action.
Oh, it's got everything. All of his joints articulate, but the hoodie doesn't go up.
I was at Wawa last week, or 2 weeks ago now, and I was walking out, and I just hear this, "Hello, Casey." I'm like, "Creeper!" It was spooky.
Just standing
Justin Pfeiffer.
Standing in the doorway.
Standing at the ATM. So I was shooting a show. I talked to him for about a half hour. I told him to stop by sometime. So I imagine one day
when he already has.
I imagine one day when we get here, he will already be sitting down.
How'd Casey go? Chest arthritis. I had to punch her right in her fucking throat. Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays of the Chicken Duck, episode 111. Joining us this week, Jeffrey Loper.
Hey, hey, hey.
Casey Shear.
Hey, bud.
And me. And nobody else. No call-ins or nothing. You didn't even notice the electrical system over there is all tuned up. No more hanging wires. Your charger's right where it needs to be.
Now they're all just over the floor.
Can't win them all. When are we going to do the ghost thing? When does that happen?
What ghost
thing? Oh, not a ghost thing. The dead people thing.
Berks County Unsolved.
Yeah, ghost thing.
Well, that's up to you whenever you can
record. I'd rather it be a ghost thing. I'd be all in on that.
Get Charles J. Adams over here.
So what's up, Jeff?
Oh. You been, well, you were saying that your heart hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Or your chest hurt.
Yeah, no, so, not his heart.
Yeah,
no,
not his heart. So, this is chest.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and was not feeling too well. Just whenever I move, my chest hurts.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, I already told you guys this, but when Barbara asked, we have these heat patches, and Barbara said, are you sure it's not your heart? I said, yeah, it's not my heart. It's only when I move. So then when she asked me where she wanted me to put the heat patch, I said, right here over my heart.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, I had like a chest pain. I woke up and my heart hurt. Whatever. It was my heart, though. It wasn't like a muscle. Like I could feel like it was something inside. I thought it was like a heartburn or indigestion or whatever. And it was consistent. Like it was almost pulsating, right? And I ignored it. I thought it was no big deal. And then that night, I went down to Philadelphia. I was a speaker for an ALS convention down there at the time. And I honestly thought it was just, I was nervous is what I thought it was, right? Then I did the whole speech and everything. It still hurt. We were there all night. And then we left. And I told my wife, I'm like, my chest is still killing me. And she goes, that's it. We're going to the freaking ER. We go to the ER. They do a blood test. Next thing I know, I'm in the hospital for 5 days. Because in my blood, when you have a heart attack, your heart creates some sort of enzyme that shows up in your blood system, and that's why they test your blood when you go in for heart problems. And it came up positive. And I didn't actually have a heart attack, but apparently a week before I had like the flu or something and didn't realize it, and it attacked my heart. Jeez. And so it caused my heart to like inflame, which caused it then to create those enzymes. So they had to
some
like
scary shit.
Yeah. And so I was in the hospital for like 5 days. They had me on blood thinner and stuff like that for like months. But when I left the hospital, I want to say like a good 2 weeks later, suddenly I had incredible pain in my like right side. And I went back to the ER Turned out that it wasn't done yet. After it attacked my heart, it then attacked one of my kidneys. So I then had to go to like a urologist and have that tested. Yeah.
How long ago was this?
It had to be like 3 years ago.
Oh, really? Jesus.
But it was like a rare situation where like the flu attacks your organs. And at the time, they only had like four other people at that, like within a month span, had come in with similar issues like that. So it was very, very weird.
Damn.
So get your chest checked out.
Yeah, heart shit. You think I should? I mean, I've been injured enough to realize I really don't believe that it's my heart. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can tell, like, it's only when I move. Like, it's not, like, right now when I'm just sitting here, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But if I, like, go to get up or do something, you know, I'm turn or.
Well, last night I was at a party, and one of the guys at the party, a friend of mine, he's a doctor, he's a surgeon. And I was telling him my story about my back, you know, the back story. He did tell me, he's like, you know, he's like, when the muscles do spasm like that, he's like, it does it for a reason. And usually it's to protect something else. He's like, so I would get your back checked because maybe you have a slipped disc or a nerve something or this, any other thing, or it could just be arthritis. But usually your muscles do that as a reaction to protect something behind it or whatever. So it's possible that you have something underneath there that, well, because you said you've gotten it several times now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't the first time
it doesn't hurt. And I'm not saying you got to rush to the ER, but maybe make an appointment with your doctor and bring it up and see what they say.
Probably just arthritis.
Arthritis in your chest from your heart being so big.
Yeah. We'll just, we'll see how it goes.
The old chest arthritis got him. How'd Casey go? Chest arthritis. Fucking locked him up. Fell over like a fucking stone statue into a lake.
Hey, it could be. It's raining out right now. It's ugly out. Usually when arthritis acts up.
Fall in the gutter and drown.
So I saw you you brought up Discord there.
Yep.
You got awesome. Our pictures.
Jeff's doing some more WTFs. Parking surveillance,
so,
I see.
That's right. Real quick before we get into this, tell people again, Jeff, how they can get into this. So
I don't know.
well,
you got to download Discord.
Discord.
It's an app on your phone or on your computer or whatever, Discord, D-I-S-C-O-R-D. And then you should be able to, at the bottom left, there's a little magnifying glass. You should be able to search for a server there. See that on the left there, Jimmy? It says new. Right where it says new.
Right here?
No, up left.
Here?
Left
oh,
side.
Yeah.
You should be able to search for a server channel. You should be able to type in Saturdays with Chicken Duck, and it should pop up.
So if you
it may not work with you right now because you already are
on
the server.
So if you guys want to see these pictures that we're going to be talking about and previous pictures from previous episodes, just go to Discord and do what Jeff just said.
Yeah, I can't look at it.
Yeah. But,
so we'll there's some
out.
Good ones on there.
I'll have to double check that then.
Real good ones.
So yeah.
All right. So
So the first one I put in, again, I only did like one or two here. Well, the second one I did was just for fun because I thought it was interesting. But the first one is an asshole. Yeah. Again, I was at the grocery store walking out and I saw this guy.
Well, that's a truck.
Parked his truck in a handicapped spot, but he is like almost at a 45 degree angle. And what you don't see in this truck, in this picture too, is that his tailgate is down. There's nothing in the truck, in the bed of his truck, but his tailgate is also down, which extends the length of your truck another like foot and a half.
Did he have a plate?
I honestly don't know.
Well, one thing, I mean,
I don't see a placard.
Yep.
One thing I will say is he's not in another space though. That's like where people get
yes,
the handicapped.
But look
people.
At his back though. His back end is in the spot next to him.
This space is for wheelchairs and wheelchair ramps.
But regardless,
not front end of big trucks.
But regardless,
for handicapped
people. But look at the back of his truck. It's blocking the guy next to him if he wants to back out of his spot.
Well,
I gotta.
It's over the line. He's over the motherfucking line.
Without proof that he is indeed not handicapped, I can't even.
Yeah, you're on a bad angle there too. If you would have went straight down the line with your photo,
I am straight down the line.
I would have liked to see a rear view.
Yeah.
You guys are assholes.
Yeah, I calls him like I sees him.
I mean, he could have been real old and handicapped.
It doesn't matter. Clearly, he's an asshole.
I mean, this is a giant?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's probably just a handicapped guy with a
lot. Well, I'm sure he might have been handicapped. That's fine.
Too much money and
it
big truck.
It had nothing to do with him being handicapped or not. It was about the fact of how he parked and how that was good enough for him.
You know that. Sober people do this shit. We don't need to stare at dots, right?
Oh, I mean, well, if you move your head. So the next
that's
one
how my vision works all the time with everything.
So. The next one is a little, it's like a brain teaser thing that you stare at a dot, and when you move your head back and forth while staring at that dot, you see the circle on the outside move
Around. Yeah, I did it the other night. All right, so here we get into my pictures.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
This
tell
is,
me
so,
about it.
Yeah.
What?
Tell me about it.
Come on, dude.
So
fucking look at that.
What's
not,
the vent one?
It looks
though?
Like
what's
poop.
That?
It's not poop.
Ugh.
It's not poop. Ugh. Okay, so.
It looks like poop.
The toilet was right below that vent, okay? So if you look closely on the vent, there's water and water stains all around it. Scroll down a little.
Oh.
Come on, it's not that bad.
Dude, it's not even poop. Yeah,
it looks like
it's
poop.
Like dirt on
well,
the,
I know.
It's on the lid, for Christ's sake. Oh, God. You know you want to know why that toilet is so dirty. So that vent is on the ceiling above it.
Yeah, so see that vent? That is right above the toilet. And
wait, I just want to say, by the way, we had a guy calling in, we interviewed him, and now we're right away talking about toilets.
I'll edit.
Classy, my, classy podcast.
My editing skills, Jeff, are phenomenal.
They're $10 worthy?
They're phenomenal. This will not be anywhere near the Scott Truex interview. So when I got to, I forget where I was, but I had eaten quite a bit of edibles, so I went to sleep. Okay.
Voice connected. I hope nobody's listening to this.
No, they would have been listening underneath there. And those are the only people that are in this thing right now are okay. Those four people right there.
Somebody, whoever.
So I've passed out at my hotel fairly early, and when I woke up, I had to use the restroom. It was like 2:30 in the morning, and that is what my bathroom looked like. If you scroll down, you can see all the water that's all over the floor also.
Yeah, I saw
disgusting,
that.
Disgusting, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I thought someone used it as an ashtray or something.
I know it's disgusting.
Why do I have
it
to
was
keep looking at
in my room.
Reminds me of poop.
I could clearly see that it came from the vent above, you know?
Yeah.
So I go out to the lobby and ask the lady who's not there. I had to wait for the lady to get there. And then she gets there, and I say,
what lady did you, time out. What lady did you have to wait for?
The
maid?
Hostess or something?
The concierge.
Because it was a restaurant, you said, right?
No, this is at my hotel. That's in my hotel room.
That's in your room?
Yeah.
Like
2:30 in the morning when I woke up.
But it's not like the public bathroom.
No, it's like.
That's like the one in your room.
Yeah, my bathroom.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's poop.
No, it's not poop.
Don't they clean that shit?
Listen, it wasn't there when I arrived at my room.
Oh, okay.
I passed out in my bed.
So you passed out and you did that while you were passed out?
The toilet overflowed, rose 3 foot, left poop all over the place.
You have not seen, apparently, a nasty poop toilet because that is clearly dirt. You wait till your son clogs the toilet
and
you have to freaking plunge it.
And it's
you think that I've never clogged? I fucking clog the toilet every other shit.
It's different when it's not yours.
What are you talking about?
It's different when
it's
not yours.
And it's his problem to unclog, isn't it?
Here you go, three-year-old.
If you're old enough to clog the fucking toilet, you're old enough to unclog the fucking toilet. Very simple.
So.
Plunge.
That's on top of the toilet.
I got it.
How would it be
shit? I just don't feel like talking about it. It's disgusting. Disgusting.
So I go out to the receptionist, the lobby, and I say, there's water all over my bathroom floor and dirt and
poop.
Shit all over my bathroom. And I said, can I just have some towels so I can mop it all up or, you know, just clean it all up? I said, I have to use the restroom, you know. And she's like, just give me a few minutes. I just got here. I go back to my room, and like 10 minutes later, she comes in with a mop.
Like a
like
shitty,
a
gross
dirty,
mop.
Gross
yeah.
mop.
I hate mops.
And,
so fucking
and like just puddles, like just swooshes all the fucking water around, takes the mop over the toilet seat.
No.
No.
I
swear
oh my
to God.
What hotel?
It was like a Quality Inn because I couldn't get.
Yeah, we have to badmouth that.
One of my normal places because it was in Phoenix, outside of Phoenix, and everything was fucking packed. There's always like conventions and shit there. So
he had to stay with the peasants.
You have to stay in that room?
Yeah.
There's no way.
So she fucking mops all this water up, and it's still, like, sopping wet.
There's no fucking way. No fucking way would I allow that to fucking happen. At 2:30 in the fucking morning, no fucking way. I had to punch her right in her fucking throat.
So imagine if you were sitting on the toilet and that happened.
Oh, no, it fell down on you.
I still...
Was it so the water was from the vent too?
Yeah, like everything. She goes, this happened before. The people upstairs must have let their
toilet overflow?
Well, or the plug. They said they plug. Like, if the plug stays in the tub. She said if the plug stays in the tub too long, then it'll, like, back up. I was like, well, maybe you ought to get that fixed.
Yeah.
If this is the not the Call first time plumber. That it happened. And you can see that if you go back up, you can see the fucking stains on the ceiling. So
right.
It
I
has
wanna
happened
vomit.
Before.
This is...
Can I'm we, just mostly pissed that she cleaned so, it by taking a dirty mop
yeah,
and
so,
over the
well,
seat
listen.
This was a sit-on.
So listen, she does that, and then she goes, just be careful here because it's still a little wet.
Because there's fucking salmonella all over the goddamn place.
Just be careful.
Just be careful because I just smeared hepatitis all over this fucking bathroom. Yeah. Just be careful. Don't eat anything off the toilet yeah. seat because I just rang
just
this dirty ass mop
sink.
Water
you gotta just
out.
Go in the sink now.
Fuck oh. you. I would have her fucking sleep in that bathroom. I'd have locked her in there for the night. You just got here, huh? Nobody will miss you. Boop.
Now you're staying here.
Right.
Forever.
So the sink would clog, too. Like, the sink, it wouldn't drain.
Dude,
if I was
fuck. I'd have been out of there so far.
So there was nowhere else to go. I wasn't going to sleep in my fucking car.
I just slept at a fucking McDonald's
so,
parking lot.
Listen, I'm not finished yet. So she says, just, she goes, be careful. Be careful because... the floor is still all wet. I said, well, how about a couple towels?
Like I initially asked you
yeah,
for.
To dry it all up. And she goes, I don't have any just slop rags laying around or slop towels laying around. The custodians aren't here. So I still hadn't showered. So there were still two other towels like in my room. So I just fucking grabbed them,
yeah.
threw them down on the floor, wiped them, wiped what everything
been,
up, wiped all the fucking
scum
up.
That would have been
up.
My initial well, response.
What you should have been was like, oh, well, all right.
Well,
then
I didn't
want you
to have to do
well,
it.
Well, listen, you should have said to her, all right, you should have said, well, can I get two like two more bath towels? And while you're saying that, grab the ones off the thing and put them on the floor, staring her dead in the eye.
No, wait. No, wait a minute.
I never think like that.
Because you were on edibles.
I. Listen,
it numbs
so
you.
So high.
I immediately, because I've never stayed in a hotel room with a bathroom floor that wasn't like a fucking ice skating rink, immediately put down whatever fucking the biggest towel I can find goes on the floor. And then the other one I use to dry myself off with. And then if I spill anything or the fucking toilet explodes, whatever else is in that cabinet, I'm putting on the floor.
Yeah.
So you didn't do any of those things before she brought the old
you
fucking
see,
dirty
well,
mop
he did
water.
It, he did it
see
after.
See the one fucking little towel I threw down there.
Right. But
well, I wouldn't have done anything.
But you said you still had two
her.
Towels.
Yeah, I had two big towels, but I didn't want to do anything because
until he showed it to her.
Yeah, because yeah. then you get blamed for shit. That's why I took pictures. Mm. You know, because you can clearly see
the
that
thought of mop
water roof.
Being on my bare ass makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing I'm pissed off about.
Fucking
well,
vomit.
The
like get the, I'd be like call a maiden
like just that
emergency.
The smell of mildewy fucking
she took
water
it over
is just
the
never gonna get away
from the top
me.
Of the seat. Not where your asshole.
That's probably
sits.
How she's you know where she
that floor,
keep your
that
toothbrush.
Mop is for the floor, not for a fucking toilet.
That's how she cleans the toothbrush holder too.
Yeah, the whole sink, everything.
She puts the head of the mop in and turns it like a fucking Q-tip head inside the fucking head. Toothpick or the toothbrush.
That's
toothpick
how she
holder.
Rings it out.
I'll show you.
Dude, you know what? They want this. So your story pisses me off just because of the fact that there's a problem like that. They know about it. They didn't get it fixed, and when you were,
I mean, she probably
when you talked to the
like
woman about it, she almost sounded like you were bothering her.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So what pisses me off is that, and the guy with his truck and whatever else. It's like, you know, when I posted the truck one, my brother-in-law immediately texted me and was like, "What's wrong with people?" And I honestly think the problem is there's no accountability. People literally can do whatever the fuck they want, and nobody gets any kind of. You know,
so what Jeff's saying is we
repercussions for that.
It was at the Quality Inn on North Kyrene Road in Chandler, Arizona.
Don't stay at that place at all. Just walk in and then spit at them and then walk out.
The next picture.
Is that in the airport?
Oh, yeah. The next picture. That is. Next picture shows. We're going to tell you what the picture shows first. It looks like it's like the floor of an airport or something, and someone has their shoes off next to their bag or luggage or something. And they're sitting there in their stocking feet.
That is in first class.
Okay.
On the airplane.
Okay.
Right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
The guy took his shoes off.
Mm-hmm. I have my shoes off right now.
And do they stink or something? Or?
Well, no. I just think it's fucking disgusting. Why do you need to take your shoes off for a two-hour flight?
It's a fairly short flight, but, well, what's
maybe
why
he's
not?
Got gout. Maybe
that's at least not he has my
socks.
Problem.
At least he has socks on.
Oh, if, sometimes they don't.
How
Jeff.
Is he? Yeah. How is that a problem for you?
Because it's disgusting.
How is it
I
a
don't
problem?
Think it's that bad.
What if how? His feet smelled?
What if they did? Then you could tell him that. But what if they? It sounds like they don't. What if you had bad breath?
I don't.
What if he did? He doesn't. His feet don't smell.
I don't see a serious problem with that one. I mean, unless
if he had like a nasty fucking foot odor or problem,
or he was wearing like, or he was barefoot and had a gross fungus,
yeah,
and stuff that nasty to look at, whatever.
What
maybe,
if he put like he? Okay, so I was on the inside by the
was
window.
Was he feeding you grapes with his fucking feet? What the hell? They weren't anywhere near you.
I'm getting to that.
Oh, here we go.
So
get there fast.
I was sitting at the window seat. He mm-hmm. was on the aisle,
uh-huh.
and he crossed his leg.
And it almost hit you in the face.
Oh, so his foot is like,
yeah,
at
like
you,
right next
facing
to my
you.
Fucking leg.
Yeah, it didn't make it
it's just
face.
Disgusting. I don't want to see someone's sock feet next to me.
Sock feet. Sock feet.
Does it bother me? Why was your head anywhere look, near his foot?
My head wasn't. My leg, I said.
You were worried his leg. His
foot would touch your leg.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're getting angrier wow. at the wrong
part. Do you
part.
Think at
like,
some point you'll need
wait,
to
listen,
lock yourself
listen,
in a bedroom
listen,
and not
listen,
leave?
Listen. So a woman comes in, gives him attitude, and then a woman comes in and uses a mop to clean his toilet with, and then says, be careful. And he asks for towels, and she's like, I ain't got shit, and walks
right.
out. He's totally cool with that.
Right. He'll clean
someone
it up with
someone takes
two
their
towels.
Shoe off, he's like, what yeah. the fuck?
Somebody who paid like $600 for a yeah, fucking
like,
two-hour flight.
I think you need to... Yeah. I think you need to take edibles on the planes and not yeah. in the hotel room.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. There's a big difference there, and they were edibles.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Well, that ends another week of Discord. Anything else?
Let me see here.
It's getting chilly.
Oh, what do you guys think about, I know you're not huge wrestling fans, but.
Oh, the biggest.
You obviously know who Hulk Hogan is.
The Hulkster.
What do you think about Chris Hemsworth being selected to play Hulk Hogan in a biography movie?
Oh, I'm going to let Jeff answer this one because I couldn't possibly have an answer for this.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Oh.
So, but I know who both those people are. I do like Chris.
I know what
Chris,
all of those words
yeah.
mean.
I like Chris Hemsworth. I don't know. It's always one of those
is
things
it a
where when you hear
biopic about the adulterous relationship he had with Bubba.
I believe it's going to be an early biopic.
Oh, back when everybody still liked him.
So, well, they might, so here's the thing. When you always hear about, like, oh, the so-and-so got the part for this movie, whatever, everybody's always skeptical because all you ever see is, like, that person doing other things. Yeah, but once you see the movie and see what they did with as far as costume goes and makeup and everything else, sometimes it turns out to be like, wow, I couldn't imagine anybody else except him playing that. You
right.
know? So.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting.
Hopefully
for sure.
they discuss his early movies.
Yeah.
That Hulk Hogan did, like
Mr. Mom.
Suburban Commando
what was
is my
mom
favorite.
One? Mr. Mom.
Was it
right?
Mr. Mom, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Or was that the one with Michael Keaton?
That's
No Holds Barred is the best movie. He's
no. In. Suburban Commando, where he comes from outer space
yeah, that's a
and babysits the kids.
Have you ever seen
and
heavy
he bumps
metal?
In wait, and he bumps either into those guys and he's like and they're like, oh man, we're gonna do and he's like, let me guess, you're gonna rip off my face and you're gonna whatever, whatever. And they're like, nah, this is the '90s. We're gonna sue you.
The Undertaker's in that?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And he has a high-pitched voice, right?
Yeah.
We're going to get you! That movie's... Suburban Commando,
dude,
everybody. Look it up and watch it.
The Undertaker now, he's done with the WWE. And for, like, you know how when wrestlers are done with the WWF, they can go, like, do whatever they want? Well, now his appearance fees, like, you know how when we went to see Comic-Con, there's wrestlers and stuff. Or when we went to that Comic-Con, there's, like,
oh yeah,
different celebrities, like,
he's under, he's under contract that he can't? Or?
No. He's allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants. He wants $25,000 an hour
at
to fucking show
like
up. Just to show up. Yeah.
Wow.
That's not including, like, if you want a signature.
Well, he's
got to
pay for his chiropractic pills.
It's fucking crazy.
That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Have you ever been to in at the Goggle Works? Have you ever been in there?
Like once or twice.
They have
ago.
A my buddy, well, Kevin, that was on the show before, the photographer,
yes.
He has a studio in there.
Oh.
Soul Imagery. Go check him out. But anyway, they have a little restaurant like thing down in there.
It was something for Suburban Commando.
I just downloaded Suburban Commando.
And the other week, I went in to see Kevin, and I got something to eat there. It's called Belly.
Oh, yeah, Belly.
Are they somewhere else also, or just at the Goggle Works?
I think they're just at the Goggle Works. It was initially, I thought, one of my friends as the chef, but now I think it's Dusty from...
Yes, I thought he looked familiar. From downtown, right?
Downtown.
Canal Works.
Canal Street Pub.
Yes, Canal Works.
Yeah.
So I
Dusty
went there.
Dusty, right?
And Dusty. And they had a brisket sandwich.
Reminds me of Big Chris. Big
yes,
Daddy.
Big Daddy, yeah. That's what I... Yeah. Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
So I ordered this sandwich. brisket sandwich. And I waited there. I was waiting for like a half an hour for my fucking sandwich. Now, brisket, if anybody knows anything about brisket,
the
it's not
cook.
Like you just make it the when
slow.
It's like.
It's a slow cook.
Yeah, so they've already been cooking this brisket for like 24 hours,
right.
Probably.
But they didn't know you were coming, so you have to wait for your sandwich.
So what happened?
24 hours later, you get your sandwich.
Like. So 30 minutes, I'm still waiting for my sandwich. Now, when you order a sandwich, a brisket sandwich, all they do is have to slice it up and put it on your fucking bread and bring it out, you know?
Yeah.
Half an hour, I say to the guy comes over, hey, how's everything going? Well, I'm still waiting for, oh, let me go check on that. And I said, yeah, you know what? Can I just get my money back? I got to get going. And he goes, well, it's being plated up right now. And I said, well, just put it in a box then because I have to go. And I did. I had to get going. That fucking sandwich was so good.
That's not the climax I was waiting for.
That's good.
Well, I felt bad.
Turns out it was a ham and cheese. They put the wrong one in
no,
my box.
No, it was the sandwich was phenomenal. And then I felt bad for like being a dick about having to wait for it.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
But no, yeah, I shouldn't have had to wait half an hour for it. But
well, you know, it's funny. We complain all the time about like, how long it takes to get shit or whatever. And I brought this up the other day where I saw an article that said that the Firehouse Subs on Airport Road up by Allentown there, it had it closed. And I brought up, I'm like, oh, when that place first opened up, the sandwiches were so good, but it kind of went downhill. Like the service went down, the sandwiches weren't as good. And I had gone there a couple months ago and it took me a good 25 minutes to get my frickin' sandwich, and I didn't understand why. And all I asked for was like an Italian or something. You know what I mean? Nothing hot, nothing like that. And I'm like, why is this thing so long? There's only one other guy in front of me, whatever. And I was like, it took me like 25 fricking minutes to get my goddamn sandwich. And the one guy that I play games with there lives in Oregon, and he was like, oh, my God. He's like, that's fast. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? What? He goes, like, out here, the biggest problem out here is that a lot of the people working in places like that are these, like, entitled silver spoon motherfuckers that where they're waiting to get their like inheritance or whatever from turning 18 or their trust fund or whatever. So they got these kids that don't give a shit. Yeah, he's like these kids that just don't give a shit, and they have like no like work ethic whatever. And so you're waiting like 40 minutes sometimes for
never in my fucking life wait 40 minutes for
no way
just about anything.
No.
Anything. No. Cocaine, I would definitely wait 40 minutes for. But anything else, I would definitely not wait 40 minutes for.
But yeah, I thought that was insane.
Yeah, that is fucking crazy.
And I always said, too, when I lived in Utah, I'm like, you know, because hoagies and subs and stuff, that's like an East Coast thing, man. Because when I was out in Utah and stuff, there wasn't a sandwich shop to be seen.
Yeah, now my aunt, she lives in New Mexico, and she can't get a good sandwich anywhere, she said.
Yeah, I said all the time, I'm like, man, if I opened up a fucking hoagie shop out here, I would make
Pete
a bank.
Pete moved down to, what, Memphis, I think, and opened up a hoagie shop, and it was, they fucking made a fortune down. Well,
yeah.
Not a fortune, but I mean.
But it's like the only one,
like they still talk about,
yeah,
you know, his sandwich shop.
I think so. The thing with our area is we have really good bread.
Philly.
Like, yeah. The bread around here is just, it doesn't
yeah.
compare
well,
ATV,
it depends
yeah.
too, because like some people are like, we make our own bread. And I'm like, yeah, and it tastes like
yeah,
shit.
It sucks.
You know, like stop bragging about
do you
that,
like,
please.
Do you
just
like
go
Nino's?
Get rolls like everyone else.
Nino's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really? You like that, like, they loaf of bread that they give you?
Well, they make their own bread.
I understand that.
Yeah,
that's
like
why I'm
that.
Asking you.
I do like that kind
it's
of
too
bread.
Much bread for me. That's why I'm
yeah,
asking.
There has to be a good ratio of, like, meat yeah. to bread. I don't want to take a bite into it where this bite, it's all bread.
Right.
This bite is all meat. You know, like, right. it's got to be an even.
Yeah.
I also don't like when some places make the sandwich where when you go to bite into it, it all just pops out of the
yeah.
fucking top.
Right.
It's like you're doing something wrong here. You need to need to fix this.
We went to we got cheesesteaks from Luciano's.
Latanzio's?
Old Fritztown Road.
Oh.
No, not Latanzio's.
I love Latanzio's.
Oh, it used to be basil.
Yes, used
yeah,
to be basil.
Yeah, I passed it the other day.
What is it now?
I don't know, but I saw that it wasn't basil anymore.
Cheesesteaks were phenomenal.
Really?
Really good.
The only time I was ever at Basil, Jason Pauley was working there, and I was there with, we ordered a pizza, and just sitting there bullshitting, and he dropped it.
Oh my
God. Like the whole fucking, no, wait, we dropped it. Somebody dropped it. The whole fucking pizza hit the floor, so we ordered another one. That's the end of the story. It was
all
right.
Even in like Lehigh Valley area and stuff like that, it's hard to find a good sandwich. Like they're all obsessed with the Primo hoagies
and stuff like that.
But they're not great. That great. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're a little spoiled because we grew up here, and there's some really great sandwich shops around here in Berks County and stuff. Like I said, I don't consider myself like a foodie or anything like that, but there are certain things where I am just spoiled when it comes to it. Like cake. People are like, oh, this cake is from Wegmans. Where I'm like, this is shit. You should try my grandmother's. It'll blow your fucking mind.
But Redner's has the best fried chicken.
Yes. I agree with you there. Dude, I've been on such a nacho kick. When I travel, Uber Eats. I don't know.
Oh,
do you know anything about
where
that?
Where it's an Uber guy who gets
you
food
like,
or whatever? Yeah,
$3.99 the delivery fee.
Okay.
And you don't have to tip them or anything. It's all through this app, you know? And you can just order, like, nachos or whatever. Like,
nice.
the other day, I just got just a thing of nachos and a Diet Coke.
So they were like, the nachos were $2, but you had to pay him another $4 for him to drive for the gas money.
The girl at work, Ashley, she probably thinks, like, I'm such a fucking weirdo because I always send her, like, because... they don't give you
weird
a receipt.
Receipts? Okay.
They don't give you a receipt with the Uber Eats. It's online, you know? So I always email it to her, and I'm like, can you email, or can
you
print like,
this out? $7? What the fuck is this?
Fucking nachos.
Yeah.
Just like every nachos. Receipt for the last 3 weeks has been nachos. Nachos and tacos. So one other thing real quick.
That's why you had to use that toilet at 2:30 a.m. Right?
Yeah, speaking of, I need to.
I was on a flight the other week. It was so bumpy that it was after I had driven.
Please don't tell me you commented to the pilot like my father does.
No, no.
My dad landed. It was in a plane, and it landed, and it like, you know, a bunch. And so when they're walking out, the captain's there. My dad's like, nice landing, Skip. I'm like, Dad.
One time.
The fucking pilot's looking at it like as he turns his back and he's
get that guy.
You get him.
One time the pilot came out and I thought he was like going to high five me.
Are you Casey? Are you Casey Shear?
No, he came out and like.
Mr. American called me about you.
You saying his whole name was way funnier for some reason.
He came out, and I was in the very first seat of the plane, and we were coming from Dallas. And he, like, you could tell that he was proud of himself when he came out of that cabin.
Made it.
And he goes 2 hours and 20 minutes from Dallas to Philly. You ever see that happen before? I was like, nice job, buddy. Nice job. But that's not what I was going to talk about. after I drove from Garden City to Dallas for that long, it was 8 hours through the night, and I had to make my connection there in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I got first class, got upgraded, and it was one of those. It was only the second time I'd ever been in it. The seats lay completely flat, so you can actually
sleep.
Lay down
yeah.
and take a nap. So I did that because I was fucking exhausted from driving 8 hours.
Did you take your shoes off?
No, never take my shoes off unless I'm in the comfort of my own home
or
someone makes me take my shoes off before entering their house.
Which I hate, by the way.
So I wake up for breakfast. Okay. I eat breakfast. I get a Diet Coke. Take a little drink of the Diet Coke. Not much out of it. And I go back to sleep. Okay. The flight is so bumpy that it wakes me up. The guy next to me, his drink is like spilling over. So I just chug my Diet Coke, so it doesn't spill, because the flight attendant wasn't around or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I lay back down and go to sleep. The flight gets so bumpy again that it wakes me up. And I wake up, and there's a full Diet Coke there. I said to the guy next to me, what part of me sleeping would make you think that, or make the flight attendant think that I wanted another soda? He goes, I had to give my water back. He gave me another water, and I didn't ask for it.
Well, that's so, the difference between first class and the regular commoners. Yeah. Commoners don't get doubles.
I just, I didn't even take a sip or anything out of it. I just went like this to the dude, and he came and got it. So.
And that's why flights cost so much.
Thanks.
You're wasting some
Diet Coke.
Join us next week when, what will we be talking about next week? The ramp builder?
The ramp builder.
The original ramps are in the Evel Knievel Museum in Topeka, Kansas, if you do want to go see that.
Join us next week when we talk to the guy who flattened out the sand in front of the ramp at the Snake River Canyon jump.
Real quick, last week we did talk about, remember how you talked about the real Evel Knievel, and you said about how he beat the guy with the baseball bat?
Yeah.
Shelly Saltman, he passed away during the...
Right after the
shortly
podcast.
After the podcast, shortly after we talked about it.
Our fault.
It's possible that Casey's curse that, might
I hear mic feedback or something.
What? Oh.
It was like it was almost like somebody unplugged a microphone or something.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
Really?
It literally went boom, and then it faded out.
I don't hear it.
Join us next week for Party Time. Jimmy Sharkey's calling in. Mike Buscetti's calling
get
in.
Get Mike Buscetti's CD. Thank you.
Or send me $12. That'd be fine, too. It's been emotional. Goodbye.